Hello, and thank you for listening to this Gus Clemons on Wine podcast. I'm Gus Clemons. I write a nationally syndicated wine column for Gannett USA Today newspapers. I publish my columns, daily wine tasting notes, and wine stories on this Substack newsletter on Facebook, on my website, and on Twitter. Links to all can be found at the end of my Substack posts. Now let's get started.
Porto. Porto, port wine, often is mistaken to be a depth of winter libation sipped while gazing at a roaring fire, the finale to a robust meal. Porto certainly works in that scenario, but you miss out if you so limit your Porto possibilities. Port can be enjoyed any time, including chilled in summer. In fact, tawny port is best appreciated slightly chilled. Ruby port and vintage port are best around 60 to 64 degrees. More about port designations in a bit. Here are the basics. Port, Porto, is a sweet, fortified dessert wine made in Portugal and identified by the word Porto on the label. The name comes from the city of Porto, the second largest city in Portugal after Lisbon. It has been a UNESCO World Heritage Site since 1996. Porto and its sister city, Vila Nova de Gaia, are on opposite banks of the Douro River in western Portugal. Grapes for making Porto come down the Douro from vineyards in eastern Portugal. Grape-laden barges arrive in Gaia and go to lodges where Porto is made. The wine is made in Gaia, then shipped out of Porto. Some 80 different grape varieties are permitted in Porto making. Five are most common: Touriga Nacional, Touriga Francesca, Tinta Roriz, a.k.a. Tempranillo, Tinta Baracoa, and Tinta Cao. Fermentation starts, but when it reaches 6 to 9% alcohol, fermentation is stopped by adding brandy. That brings the final ABV to some 20%. Porto is sweet, but tannins and racy acidity balance things out. Then the defining element of Porto commences: aging. The aging regimen prescribes categories of Porto. Vintage Porto sits atop Porto hierarchy, made from best grapes and quality vintages, very age-worthy, coming into their own in decades rather than years. Oak influence is somewhat muted because they only spend 2 years in barrel, but then they spend years in bottle before release. Late bottled. Wines spend 4 to 6 years in oak. Oak aging smooths things out, but the wine is less sophisticated and less expensive than vintage. Tawny experiences long aging in wood, 10 to 40 years. The number of years usually is prominent on the label. Mellow, nutty, woody, dried fruits. Features oak more than quality grapes, although there are many examples that feature both. Ruby, entry-level Porto, usually ages 2 or 3 years in oak, often blended with older wines to create a consistent house style. Tasting note: a link to my longer review can be found in the copy. Ware's Vintage Porto 2016. Plush dessert in a glass with alcohol oomph, 20%. Elegant, balanced, charming. Sweetness deftly paired with excellent acidity. Fine-grained tannins. $100 to $110. Last round. Home is where the cat hair sticks to everything but the cat. Wine time.
Thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our next visit.